you have a parasha that it's Ehtarayas, and it Lakura, it brings it sums up Arayas, and it says Oshmatam is called Koisai, Velasok Yoritz, Velasok Vokusagoi, Voimalachem Atem Tirshuas Admosom, Vani Denalachem Lareshus Oiso. So it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was mavu Klai Yisrael from the Amim, and that's why he gave him out to Israel. Then it says Vivdaltim bein abehema atoyer latmeya or bein aoyf atomer latoyer. But the shakshas am shasechem bebehema v'oyf chol shetirmas adoma shivdaltim lechem latami. So the pasuk gives a chiyuv of being mavdil bein abehema atoyer labehema atmeya and bein aoyf atomer latoyer. Very hard to understand what exactly is the chiyuv. But Rashi says, "Ein tzarach leima bein paro lechamoyer sheimuvdol mikarim hein, ala bein tohoyer lecho letmeir lecho, veshenishchat ruber shalsi umishchat chetziv, vekama bein ruber lechetziv miloy saira." So what exactly is the chiyuv? The chiyuv is not to be nifshal macholos asuras, fine, but the pasuk says the chiyuv is to be mavdil. I mean, it means to pass him correctly, or what exactly lies in the chiyuv to be very makbid, that it should be very, that it should be over the chut asayra, not under the chut asayra? Fine, it's a kepeda in Hilchos Kashrus, that the certain yarim Hilchos Kashrus that are very hard to be makbid. But it's mashal, the whole mitzvah in the mitzvah is there's a din of being mavul klaiso. The whole pasuk is playing back and forth. Ani ashal keichem ashiv dalti aschem mina amim. So we have to be mavdol between Behemah Torah and Behemah Tmeya, which means to be very careful that Shrita is more than a roiv and chetz of the Molei Seirah. The pasuk is a mashma, it's a value in its own right, the havdolah, and it's not just the pshat, the extra zehirus and zrizus in Hilchos Kashrus that seem to be very close. Then it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'yisem li k'doishim k'kodesh ani Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Va'avdas chemin amim. So Rashi says Imam atim uvdala me'am ratim sheli v'mlav hari atim shalom netzach avere. So the avdala between Sol amim is kriveya if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them or not. The mashmos is that it's not just, listen, of course those averes, they don't deserve it. They don't deserve the special hashkocha, and the mela Kadosh Baruch Hu leaves them alone, like Kukoisai. The mashmos is the etzem havdola is makes him atem sheli. V'imlaver etzem shel mechanetz v'chaver v'tigli meretz haktoisha. It's part of the hemshich. The whole Yerushas Eretz Yisrael is only shayach if you're mavdil, and if you're not mavdil, you're shayach to the mechanetz. I mean, what's the? It doesn't seem as if it's only the chet. The Indian is, if you have chet, then you deserve a punishment, or you deserve hasaras tashkocha. It's mashal, there's mechadetz of a chaverov, and that's one place it's shaykh to be. And there's another oifman that is shaykh to be shali. And that's Yisrael is one under shali. The second man, Yama, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, a whole different Indian that lies in va'avdos temin ha'amim liyasli. He says, "Minayin shloyem adam nafshi kotzah b'psar chazir efshul v'shkloyim." That in all mitzvahs, and the way the Rambam learns, we're talking about choik specifically. A person is not allowed to say that he doesn't want to do it because he hates chazah or because he hates kloyim. Avayim efshim ha'ese v'avish shoshayim gozalek. I have to do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. Where do I see it? In the pasuk v'avdoschem in ha'amim liyos li. That we should be Pirish Mavera only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. So what's the inyan of that? Let's say a person says that he's doing it because he understands it. Where is the problem in it? It's lacking in Kabbalah. Rashi's Mashmos is that the Kabbalah of Olmach HaShemayim, it's not enough of a Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But lechur, it's two separate inyanim. There's one inyan to do the mitzvah itself, and then there's being kabbal mach shemayim. Mashmos is ki'ilu, the etzem mitzias of davera is the kabbal so mach shemayim. The Rambam says that this din is specific to chukim. Mishpatim adra abed zechiv to understand it with seichel, and as a chiyuv that a person should deher why it's wrong, intuitively deher why it's wrong, and in these inyanim, a person is supposed to say ma'aseh. So I'd like to understand, it almost seems as if the teichin of mitzvahs chukiyas is a different teichin than mitzvahs mishpatiyas. Mitzvahs mishpatiyas are there. A person does not have to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me. I mean, in a certain sense, he does have to. We spoke once in mishpatim, but l'maisa mitzvah, the teichin of the mitzvah, the saying that ma'aseh of Avishu b'shmayim goes alai is not a chelik of it. In choyik, the whole teichin of the mitzvah is shaykh to it. And it's wrong the way people understand it, ki'ilu, that I'm doing it because it's a whim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's whim, and you know, Chas v'Shalom, like the kid has an unreasonable demand, but he's a kid, you like him, you do it anyway. So kaviyachol, I don't understand it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, we'll do it anyway, sort of a begrudgingly for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a kindish havana that to say that the whole purpose of the mitzvah is just that I don't begrudge, it doesn't make any sense, it's not reasonable, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. There's a deeper teichin. There was the two mitzvahs, the mitzvahs mishpatis have one mahalach, and the mitzvahs chukis have another mahalach. And it's also hard to see it. It's not the pshat ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu's only geizrit as a gzeir ba'alma to test us if we'll do things that don't make sense for us. Chas v'sholnat by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mahalchim that are chutz miseichel and so on, it's something that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything goes with a derech of emes and mishpat, and you have to ask, there's a certain mahalchim that are chayik. And I'd like to understand those two mahalchim of mishpat and chayik, how do they play out? You see also that the musig of kedusha in the beginning of the parasha, you have the parasha starts with kedushim. The Rashi says over here, kedushim is prushim in arayis. That wherever you have a geta erva, you moitzi kedusha. The mashmos in Rashi is not that the geta erva is itself kedusha, but rather it's the simen of kedusha. In other words, the word kedusha does not in itself mean somebody who's parish marayas, but in gidre in the practical application of Kedusha is Prushim Narayas. But when a person is Prushim Narayas, he's under the Gidrei, that is Shayach to Gidrei Kedusha. There's a Medrash over here that says, at the end of the Parsha, that there are two Inyanim where Kedusha expresses itself, and both are Inyanim in the end of the Parsha, Arayas and Machol Sasuris. And it's no secret to Rambam, Lemaisa, lists two inyanim on the kedusha. One inyan is machol sasuris. One inyan is arayas. Mistami took it from that chazal. That those are the two inyanim. So it seems as if it's not arayas alone is kedusha. Sai machol sasuris, sai arayas, and you see it from the end from the psukim. The psukim speak about kedusha and havdalah, relating to both machol sasuris, vivdaltem and atom ator. And also in Yoni Arayas. We also spoke, I mentioned Ramban, who says that the mitzvah k'toshim tiyu is referring to kadesh atzim mutalcha, that even in Yoni Arayas or in Yoni Achila v'shtia, that are shayach to heta, a person is allowed to eat and drink on its kosher, a person is allowed to live with his wife, but there's a chiyuv of k'toshim tiyu that it be done in a certain tzura of kedusha. The things have a tzura of kedusha, and we've spoken quite a few times on that inyan about mechateisa. There should be a chalois on something that's heter. Why would the Torah restrict it again? I wanted to speak more about the inyan of the havdalah and the tzura of kedusha and being heter havdalah. So let's start with the Nekudu, with the last thing with Rashi that says that Kol Mokum Shata Meitzi Geder Erva, that's where you find Kedusha. There's a synonymous this in the end of the parasha where you have the Vivdaltem, and v'yisam l'kdoshim ki kodesh ani Hashem v'avdos kam la'am liyisli, you see that the word kdusha and havdala are very, very close. They both have the same, they're both the same inyan. Being kodesh Hashem and being mufu from the amim is hainu hach. I mean, wherever you find kdusha, you find havdala. I'd like to understand what the inyan of havdala is as relates to the inyan of kdusha. I want to use the mocker to understand that is, it's an inyan that Maral speaks about in a lot of places, and he uses a kalachayat. I wanted to be aimed on a little bit more beiyun. The Maral in a lot of places, when he speaks about Akadosh Baruch Hu to the Bria, he calls him a nivdol. Nivdol meaning that which is separate. Distinct. He speaks about it, about a lot of things. Seichla Nivdol, a lot of places, and the music of something that's a Nivdol is a very important music to him. And Kedusha, he identifies very strongly with being a Nivdol. In countless places, Micha Moicha Be'ilam Hashem, Micha Moicha Nedo Bakoidesh, he speaks about Kedusha being synonymous with Avdolah. It's something that's very, very much a key in his Torah. I want to try to explain the Sheirish of that. Of what does it mean something's a Nivdol? When a person has two items, so the person it can point out to the chilukim between the two items. For instance, if a person has an apple and a pear, he can point out this is round, this is short, this is oblong, this is green, this is red. Fine, the person finds all the chilukim. But the person can go one step behind it and show you that in Sheirish it's the same. It's possible to graft the two, let's say Luyitzur. It's possible to, you can find a lot of the material, find in one, you find in the other, a lot of the same genes, b'chulu. It's possible that a person, if he goes one step behind the apple or and pear that I see, the person that has the commonness. So be'etzem, those are two types of one inyan. That is the way in which some things can be nifrat. They can be distinct, but they're not nivdol. There are things. Let's say you take an apple and an animal and a cow. So there are a lot deeper distinctions. There's a lot more difference. But on a very basic level, I can find common elements. I can find a common tzura of a cell for both of them. Both of them have cells in a similar way. Both all cells have things in common. And the chuluk, I can take a rock and the same apple, and there I find much less in common. It gets much harder to trace the common shares. But if I go to level of the elements, so a lot of similar elements. Fine. So that means when you speak about two things being different, you speak about a metzias of how far down is the period between the two. The metzias of Havdalah is where something has no common denominator, be'etzim. When I speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of a nivdol, well, let's go better. Let's go a step. Let's go before Akadosh Baruch Hu. The music of Seichel, the music of Seichel, the Maral speaks of a lot in terms of a Seichel and Nivdol. I don't want to go specifically what he means in those cases, but in a general sense, there are a lot of rules that apply to physical beings. That Lamashal, I can in one cup I can only put a certain amount of water. There. And the limitation is very clear. And this applies to all cups in the world, it applies to all waters in the world, and applies to all fluids and all vessels. It doesn't seem to apply to a brain. How many thoughts can I have in my mind? How much information can I store? Doesn't work with the rules. If a person measures a head and it's as big as a telephone book, it's not a raya that the person can't have two telephone books in his head. It's, one is no shaft to the other. The metzias of space fitting in the chulu just doesn't apply. The most basic terminology that we can come up with to describe physical reality doesn't have any description, doesn't have any shaykhus to that. So if a person also says, my heart's full of simcha, he can weigh the heart from day to tomorrow, the heart doesn't weigh anymore. He borrows a term using it, but the etzem feelings and thoughts are very, very distinct from physical metzias, and each one has a metzias of its own. It's ke'ilu, on a very basic level, the laws are completely different laws. That's in a person himself between seichel and guf. In mitzara kadosh baruch hu and the bria, then the word there's bechlal, absolutely nothing that is in common. There are no terms, hagdaris or anything that is in common the two. So we do use something. We say Eini Hashem and Yad Hashem and Vom Duraglov. We do use terms the way we use a term that my heart is full with simcha, but or it's weighed down with problems. But it doesn't have be'etzem any type of shituf whatsoever with any of the experiences that I have. So havdalah be'etzem in the ultimate sense is a complete lack of shaykhus one to the other. It's not shaykh one. There are two different worlds at its most basic level, from the most basic law of nature, most basic sikhistical law. Just like in the most basic law that we can think of on a physical level is that two things can occupy one place at one time. And in a heart, a person can daiga about one thing, it could be happy about a second thing, and it could be thought about a third thing, and it's not saisa. It just doesn't have any shaykhs with those world of musagin, that two things can occupy one place one time. We don't know what the place is, we don't know how to occupy it. It's a whole different world of musagin. So, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely muvdal from the metzias that we have. That is one. That's the Akdara. The word Havdalah comes from the Gemara, says that, when it describes it, Rav, it says they're called bad because they grow bad. They grow singles, one. The word bad, Bishrashi, means alone, like the word livad, which means something which stands alone. Havdalah means to give it its uniqueness, to make it a metzias ha'aymed b'fnei atzmai. It's like you're making the bad, you're being chal the bad on. That's havdalah. And badal means to separate. It all comes the same sheirish. The word bad means stands alone, like levadai, v'yashem levadai, v'yishkav shem levadai, v'yemahu. And the word bad, the Gemara says, the doru bad, they grow singular, each one grows individually. And b'meila levad and havdalah means to give it its uniqueness. And ultimately, something's only superficial level, that's not called real Havdalah. Something which is noike v'yoyed ara tahoim, and there's no kesher to it, b'meila, it's not shayach to. I want to, first of all, the whole inyan of Havdalahs that we have in the Bria, the Gemara Pesachim is done, when you make Havdalah, you have to point out the different Havdalahs in the Bria. The Or v'choshech, l'mashal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mavdil between Or and Choshech, I think it's the mocker of the Goyen. The Goyen says, everybody brings right from Rashi in the beginning of Pesachim, that Korol Nehura Fakta Yoyma v'Korol Hashucha Fakta Elelvia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Or to be the master of the day and Choshech to be the master of the night. So the Goyen says, they bring it as a riot to the Goyen. The Goyen says that Choshech is not an absence of Or, but it's a bria b'fnei atzmo. It means right from Choshech. whatever it means on the practical level, but mitzad the havanas ha'inyan, had choshech been merely the absence of light, then the pshat is it couldn't be moved on. In other words, if poverty is defined only as not having money, then the common shortage is money. For instance, anything that is opposite is the same. A person, happiness and money is not, something like happiness versus hard work, one person might be difficult, one person not difficult. The metzius of an opposite that's always like that, if not having apples defines itself only by apples, so not having apples is part of the same as apples. It's the negative of apples. So there's apples and there's no apples. But it's the same. If choshech would be just not oyer, then there is no havdalah between oyer and choshech. It's the pshat, it's oyer or not oyer. The fact that it says vayavdol, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mavdol between two, means that choshech has a metzius b'fnei atzmo. It has to be, and therefore choshech is not, it has its own metzius, or its own metzius. There can be a conflict of the two, but each one is not dependent on the other. Choshech is not dependent on an absence of oyer. It has its own metzius. That's where the grain is coming from. That's what the grain is trying to say when he explains that choshech is a metzius b'fnei atzmo. And so the havdolos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it a metzias b'fnei atzmoi, and those in Yanim have in themselves, there are certain things in the Bria that be'etzim are not shayach one to another. The reason why the Eitz Hadas Toi V'ra was such a terrible thing was because there was an Eruv. It wasn't just, it's very dangerous because with every little toiv you eat a little bit raw. With every little, you take a morsel from that toiv and you get a piece of raw in it. There's a havamina that raw and toiv are basically the same. They're both yoinik from the same shevish, and there's a mokrim to be toya before a person is mavdil. The mishtamshim bir vuvya can lead a person to think that it's hainuhach. And where there is no afchana between the two, that's the sakana of it. The sakana is not merely a person might be nichshol in ra, but a person who is a very, very erlich yid, and he says, it would be just as good if I'd be an erlich goy, then it's not the pshat that he chalil v'chas might come to become a goy. It's lacking in the etzim tzur of what he's doing. That what he's doing is etzim one of very different expressions of religious instinct. It's an akira on the whole mitzvahs. It's a das toiv v'rav because there was no havdalah, so there was a mokrim to see it as coming from one. It's part. It's two different facets of the same inyan. And b'meila, that was the ultimate of rav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a mitzias in the Bria of Havdalah. Havdalah tells me that it's two separate mitziasin, and b'meila it's not shayach. They're two totally independent existences. That's the reason why the Gemara says in Das Ayin Havdalah Minayin, that the reason why they were kaveya Havdalah in Choyna Das was because in Das Ayin Havdalah Minayin, if there's no, if a person has no Das, it's not shayach Havdalah. In mitzvah to distinguish between two things that are superficial, that are sensually different. This is red, this is blue, this is tall, this is short, this is sharp, this is blunt. Those havdolas don't need das. So for the level of chiluk between inyonim on the surface of it, das is not the kaveya. That's a person's perceptions, it's a person's eyes, it's a person's ears, it's a person's nose, v'chulu. The only way a person das is the chelik of a person that the hair is something to its oimik. The das nifku to haimis. The being able to the hair something tulit sheirish is what lies in das. Havdalah is shayach only if the person the hairs it down until it's very shavish. And b'meila, the person, if there's no das, the person is saying, well, Shabbos is different than Sunday. How's it different? Shabbos eat shalom, Sunday eat leftovers. So that's the pshat. That's not that there's no das in it, and b'meila there's no abdol in it. But the das is kaveya that there is nothing in common whatsoever between Shabbos and Chol. And without das, that wouldn't be shach. Because das is the tool that goes to the Sheirisha Inyan, past where the eye sees or the ear hears. That's why Chazal darshened that the mitzias of Vivdaltem is on a chut asayra. We say between Atom and Ator is in Rashi, like Rashi says, not behemet meil behemet teira, but in the shchita of Reif Simonim to Mitzah Simonim. Because if shchita, if Havdalah, to be mechalik between a chamer and a para is not Havdalah. That's the different, because they look differently. So if a person was being done by the outside of things, if there was no havdalah, if minim tmeim atahirim, if somebody says he prefers the color red over the color blue, so if the red is a little bit purplish, but it's quite red, it's okay. And if it's a little bit more blue, it's not so okay, and then it becomes very distasteful, then it becomes terrible. But it goes, there's a gradual curve because they're the same. Blue and red are colors, and it becomes more and more red-like, and less blue-like, and I don't like it. But if it's two separate mitziyasin, if there's a critical amount, like some chemical component, and if it's a certain reaction happens only at a certain point of heat, a little bit more and a little bit later, if you're sitting in a room, 70 is comfortable, 75 is not so comfortable, and 80 is very uncomfortable. So a person could be a little more, a little less. But if there's a chemical reaction that has to happen at 70, at 71, it's not going to happen. So the mitzias of things that are moved on are nifchan dafkin the chut asayra. A person, it could be meikra din. If I do something at 4 o'clock, I'm chayv skila, and if I do it at 4:01, the person gives me a shakayach. If I give somebody a ride at 4 o'clock, if I had the das to cut this man at 4 o'clock, if I gave him a ride, I'd be chayv skila, and at 4:01, he owe me a karas atayv, because it's two mitzias. Shabbos and Chol are two mitzias, and one is and they don't touch. Anything which is muvdal has no shaykhs one to another. And b'meila, that's why Havdalah is measured dafka in the chut asayra of machtza to raif. The same is true about the anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael. If we understand the first Rashi that says that Klal Yisrael is listematim, that's why it says Breishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ratzah, and Vancha Yom Goyim, and Bert Soinai is Moirish, and Bert Soinai is Moirish, and so on. What Rashi says is that there are two mitzias in the world. There's the Hanhaga of Bein Umas Lomas. There's a natural Hanhaga. A lot of people find us on the same planet, and there's a sense of fairness. This Uma has this land, this Uma has this land, this Uma has that land. These people came later, the Gazlonim. These people came later, they're not Gazlonim. There's different mahalchim within that framework. If a person comes within that framework, then Klal Yisrael is a listim. Klal Yisrael is a listim because within the framework of Umayis, we took somebody else's land. It's only because there's another mahalach, a mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Breish is Bara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bara the Olam, Ritzoinai, he's nice and Ritzoinai Lekeach. It's Ratzon Hashem. It's not another factor within the Klali Ha'olam. In international law, there's a special God clause. It's not a chelik of that Mitzias. There's a whole different Mitzias of gracious. You could be Dan Umis Olam, starting with Noach, you can daven starting with Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's what it says in the pasuk over here. If Klal Yisrael is muvdol, then they're shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga of Bereishis, and b'neila the chuki Bereishis apply to them, and therefore being Meirish at Yisrael is part of that chayik, it's Bertzayne. If not, if you're not muvdol for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're shayach to Nebuchadnezzar Chavera. But it doesn't mean a punishment that Nebuchadnezzar is going to come, dafka, and hound them. It will eventually. You're shayach to the world of Nebuchadnezzar Chavera. You're not indifferent. You have to sink or swim on your own. You're bound to those natural laws of history. Nations get stronger, they begin to fight, they begin to consolidate, they begin to get decadent. It's part of that, you're part of that mahalach. If you move though, the only way you're shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if you move over to the world of Muvdolos, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're not shayach, if you're not Muvdol, even if you're doing mitzvahs, and we'll explain in a minute, if you're not Muvdol, then you're shayach to a different world, and b'meila, those chukim are chalin it, you're not to everybody else. Everybody's got their own chukim, they got their own thing. You're one of many nations, and b'meila, you sink or swim by the laws of the natural laws of nations. I'd like to focus specifically on the Inyan of Avdolah in the Inyan Kedusha, in the Inyanim of Arayis Nachila Dafka. And the Maral explains that he adds a little bit that it's Shaykh, that Avdolah specifically Shaykh to Arayis because it's very Chumri and so on. I want to explain that to Kudu. The till now we explained that things that can look very similar, you make the distinction and you aim it in two separate worlds. Let's take another example now where you have a similar maisa. Somebody takes a knife and cuts and stabs somebody's heart. So there's somebody who did it in self-defense. Somebody did it with intent to murder. Somebody did it coldly premeditated. Somebody did it out of fury. Different connection to the same ma'isa of Ritzicha. So you have the same ma'isa, and it comes with different angles. You have a person who only stabs him lightly. You have a person who stabs to kill, and so on. Then you have somebody laying on the surgeon's. There's a maisa that the same maisa itself, mitzad chitzaynis, is exactly the same, and there's two completely. It's coming from two different mahalchim. The way somebody hits a stranger who gets him angry, and a father who can't stand to hit his child but realizes he's got to put his foot down at this point to hit him would be the right thing. It could look the same maisa, but it's two different worlds because they're coming from a whole different world. This is a father who's completely obsessed with loving his child, and this is something that has to be done because you realize ultimately it's the only way he'll discipline him or whatever it is. And this is somebody who wishes the other person was dead, and it's a way of expressing his anger and hatred and so on. You can have the same maisa done in the world of and at two separate worlds. The same mice appears in two separate worlds and has two separate different mitzvahs. In that area where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave what's called choil, or dovra muta, heta muta choil, that whole area is shayach to those in yonim. It means these are actions that take place in both worlds. In the mitzvah, for instance, those isurim that are choik means they have meaning only in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we asked, you know, the Rashi said that things that are, why do the things that are choik? And the Torah says because choik are things that are meaningful only in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only in the world of Kodesh Baruch Hu is a chayt meaningful. Fine. Isurim are only meaningful in the world of chaymer. L'mashal, eating something treif is only a satisfying act in the world of chaymer. It's awful in the world of Akadosh Baruch Hu. There is a common area of maisim. Maisa achilas heter is a maisa that exists in both worlds. But they're two separate maisim. The maisa, when in the world of kedusha, achila has one tzuratit, and in the world of chayma, maisa achila is a different tzura. The maisa is the same, but it's as similar as the knife that the ritzeh is thrusting in the heart to the knife of the surgeon, thrusting at the same spot. Or the patch that a person is giving to somebody that he really wishes he could kill him, to the patch that a father is giving after pushing himself 10 times to do it because he knows he has to do it. The maisa looks the same on a picture, but that's the only part that's the same. The teichen of it is completely two different teichen. The shayosh is two different shayosh. It's nivdol, it's coming from two separate worlds. The inyanim that are the most enmeshed in the world of chayma is arayas and achila. Those two, bederech kol, come from the strongest of physical urges. Both of them are inyanim that have a very, very high shayosh in the world of kedusha. Achilas kachim, achilas matzah, the period of Rivia, the holy of Zivugim, those are in Yonim that are two different worlds. If it's the Pshat in Kedosh, a person who does Maisa Achila or Maisa Zivug, Maisa Rayas, Mitzad Oilam Achoymer, even if it's Mutter, means that he's putting himself into that world. There is no difference between you and the person who's a glutton, except that you're eating it on Shabbos. But mitzad the mice itself, it's not a mice of kibbut Shabbos. It's a mice of achila gasa. But yes, it's done on Shabbos. It's not even mechoil. It's mutter. Once it's kosher, there's no real restrictions. The mice of taiva, it's better to say mice of taiva as a balver could be doing. Except you're doing it within the framework of mutter. But it's the person is not shaykh to the world of kedusha, and this maisa is not coming at all from the world of kedusha. Kedushim tiyu is the mitzvah that, after all is said and done in the maisa mitzvahs, there's a chiyuv that a person moves himself to olam kedusha. Rivdaltem yisem kedushim, and the whole mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking Klal Yisrael and being marveled them from the Amin, given Eretz Yisrael, and being Mekarshim is one inyan. That a person's mitzias move from the world of Chaymer to the world of Kodesh. In Yaakov Avinu, it says that the Roi Kerem Miyamov is, he was called Kodesh, Kodesh Yaakov, Kodesh Yisrael, Kodesh Yaakov, means that all of the mitzias it's not the pshat. A person who is nechshon avera, a person who can eat dvarim asurim and he can also eat dvarim mutarim lekavod Shabbos, then about karchach the dvarim mutarim lekavod Shabbos is lacking. It's basically comes to the world of chayma. If a person only eats what's mutter and what's right, and at the right time, that's an indicator that it's coming from the world of kedusha, from the stimulus of kedusha. A person that's mishtamish with his karchach of ilada only for Kedusha, so the Pshat is that Mitzias, so that Mitzias comes from Olam HaKedusha. It's the strongest indicator comes from Olam HaKedusha. It's a process, and that's why the Torah says that if there are mitzvahs proteus, and those are mitzvahs that are negeah mitzvah maisim, and then there's a chi of kloli of Kedushim tiyu. Even the things that are mutter, the chi of a kaisel is to move towards a world that's kedusha, and it's important to understand that first of all, even way before a person wants to be mekayim it, it's just the hashkaf of it. The hashkaf is that Torah is supposed to change a person not only mitzad the maisim, but mitzad the teichen of the person, mitzad the mitzias of the person. And it's the metzias of k'tuah, the k'tusha is not, it's like chulin with a veneer of k'tusha. What you do on Sunday, I do on Shabbos. What you do with chol vakum, I do with chol Yisrael. That's not the metzias of k'tusha. The metzias of k'tusha means they betzim have nothing in common. The achila of a kazayas of matzah has nothing in common with a prosta achila gasa of stamadei. It's a whole different sort of achila. The metzias of oilam k'tusha is nivdol. It has nothing in common arasayv with the oilam. It's two koyches and efshin. The person is an eitz adas tevira, but the person has to understand that it's two separate worlds. Anytime a person is still doing something, and he's doing it mitoich an impetus of taiva or whatever it is, then it's not of the world that's taiva. It might be muta and nariv as madrega, but understand that you're not there. It's not k'doshim tiyu is not a mitzvah muhderes. K'doshim tiyu, besides being the beginning of the parasha that has kimat most mitzvahs in Torah, very rich in mitzvahs, is also the gemara of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I took you to me, v'yisam li k'doshim k'kodshim Hashem v'adosam amlin li yisli. A person, the metzias of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only dealt with us not so that we do mitzvahs, but that we become k'doshim and move to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first thing it requires is mihashkafa, a person to understand that the tachlis of Aveda is that a person's metzias become a completely different metzias. It expresses itself most clearly in those inyanim that a person that are similar both worlds, the same inyan achila. A dava asa is dava asa, like you said, a dava. That's a chiyuv is eating gezayis matzah. The dachal comes with a regish tekdusha. Doing an avera, a person is very clear to him that it's the coming from the chaymanism. It's the ma'isa heterim, the ma'isa mutter and the chulin. That's where a person can make the mistake. A person has to understand that the tachlis of all mitzvahs is to become kaddish, to become muvdal, meaning that the reasons why a person does it, the drives that he has, and the push are all coming from the world of Kedusha. It has nothing coming from the world of Chol. And as the person makes the Gedarim, when a person makes Gedarim to his Inyanim, it's not only a Peshat, he stays away from something. The person begins to feel that he's coming into a new world of a different Metzias, of different drives, and in the Hisbadlus that the person makes from things that are Gassadik, the person begins to spear that he's shaykh to a new world from Mitzvah Zekhdusha.